Well, Professor Karp, one of the things that you point out in your piece is that the attack on Sanders extends far beyond the Democratic Party and also includes the media. And indeed, the Tyndall Report, which tracks the flagship nightly news programs on NBC, CBS, and ABC, revealed this blackout, saying that in 2015, of the 261 minutes ABC News devoted to the campaign, Trump got 81 minutes, while Sanders got 20 seconds.
Wow. Yeah, that's a really striking disparity. I mean, I think it's clear that not just in terms of party officials, but in terms of the sort of various actors in what I think political scientists have described as the invisible primary, both in terms of media elites, you know, big donors, you know, the leadership, not necessarily the base, but the leadership of a lot of unions and other sort of Democratic Party aligned groups. You know, and you see it, it's not always that invisible if you look at the op-ed pages of major newspapers where, you know, a lot of people have sort of mounted a kind of consolidated effort, I think, very clearly, from Paul Krugman to Ezra Klein. You know, these are liberals. These are not necessarily, you know, even conservative Democrats who have really sort of stood up for Clinton as the establishment candidate and sort of tried to sort of push back against Sanders' insurgency.